Still good on recording. I've hit my cord quite a few times.
No, you're fine. It does scare me, though. It's like slowly falling into your crotch.
That's what we in the biz call
Segway.
Shit.
Hello, Evan.
Wow, it's been so long.
It's almost like we just recorded an episode and now we're recording another.
This is the first time we're doing this. How's everyone been for 2 weeks?
Good.
I've had the worst 2 weeks of my life.
Oh, my.
So let me tell you, we tried to stay at this hotel. We found hair in the shower. Oh, my God, dude.
No, not again.
Not again.
You had another experience?
More freaking trauma.
Welcome back.
Welcome all
to Next Door Nerds.
Nerds.
Nerdsies. We're here again.
Precursor to Next Door Nerdettes.
Yeah. Evan and I just got done recording an episode. Now we're about to record another episode.
Because you, the people,
are important to us.
Have expressed to us that you don't want us to miss recording.
Yes.
Releases.
Your call is very valuable.
No, I have a gun pointed at Greg, and I said, for God's sakes, Greg, we need to do a fucking video game shit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm like just getting back into video games. And let me guess, you're starting to work your way out of video games.
I actually last night played a video game for like the first time in like 4 months. So
really? How was it?
It was good. I mean, they don't give me the same love that I used to get from them.
That's sad.
I know. What do I need to do? Do I need to shoot myself up with heroin and then play them?
That would help.
Or do I play as a heroine and then like
as a heroine
and then like try and save the kingdom?
Oh, I see your clever wordplay. Janie, is that a weed? I'm calling the police. You know that? Remember that vine?
I'm under a lot of pressure.
You know what?
Have you seen that? The meme where it's a tire pressure gauge?
Yes.
And it's like, I found this in my son's bedroom. I can't believe he's gone to such lengths to do this. Why would he do this to me? Yep. And then like everyone underneath is like, maybe he's just under a lot of pressure. Maybe yeah. maybe he feels deflated.
Oh, white moms.
Mm-hmm.
But that is sad. And we're going to try to reawaken your love of video games with this episode. Because I will admit, after we have video game quiz episodes, I'm really back into video games afterwards.
Yeah.
And I unlike Greg, I am 100% back into video games right now. Because I just watched Fallout.
You sick fuck.
Did you watch it yet?
I haven't watched all of it.
So we're moving on. Okay. It's okay. The last episode's quite the Wham episode.
Okay.
Great show.
Yeah.
I am astounded with the accuracy of that show.
Mm-hmm.
Like to Fallout 4. Like there are parts in that show where they're at places that I've been in Fallout 4.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like to a T. They recreated everything.
Yeah.
I was like, this is how you do a video game adaptation, movie. People.
Yeah.
Because it's one for one. Holy shit.
Yeah, I feel like TV shows just they have a lot better luck than movies.
Yeah.
But,
well, people were saying it was good, but like compared to the video game adaptation, The Last of Us was a little bit disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's like kind of on people's radars for why video games adaptations are kind of meh. And then there's the new Borderlands movies comes out. New Borderlands movie is coming out at the end of this month.
And I heard
August.
I heard that it's not funny.
Really?
Which is very upsetting.
That's not a Borderlands movie then.
Yeah.
But because I just watched Fallout, but am in an existential cage where I can't play Fallout
mm-hmm.
because of serious gaming,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to scratch that video game itch
by doing video game quiz
with video game trivia.
Yeah,
we're gonna quiz each other, and the one asking the questions keeps the one who's answering the questions score, and at the end we'll know your score.
Whoa. Okay. I'll try my best to remember your score.
So I'll keep both scores.
you're going to get negative 15 points to start off.
Fine. Well, you've got negative 17 points. Oh, and what's this? That's a butt next to your score. You must also be a butt.
Oh, yeah. That's, really
that's too bad.
It's really unfortunate for butts everywhere.
You've been playing Spore, haven't you? and making character creatures that look like butts.
Correct.
All right. So, are you ready, Greg? Oh, and if the trivia doesn't work out, we're just going to fall back on our laurels and just do a video game music quiz.
Because mm-hmm.
that's
mm-hmm.
always a fun time.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're going back and forth, right?
Sure.
All right. So, Greg, first question, and we're starting off easy. What kind of activity is played in the Gran Turismo video game series?
Racing.
That's one correct for Greg. We're starting off easy.
I'm the greatest.
How does that feel?
Pretty good. and I should state, Evan is looking at questions up on the internet. Yep. I went to our little friend ChatGPT and asked for 20 of your varying questions and difficulty about video games, mm-hmm. starting off with 5 easy, then 5 medium, then 5 hard, and 5 extra hard. And I don't actually know a lot of these.
Uh-oh. Well, that's
the easies I know.
Okay.
But the rest of them are questionable.
Well, you're going to give me an easy one, right?
Oh, yeah, right now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What is the name of the main character in the Legend of Zelda series?
Zelda.
Technically,
it's whatever you want, because you can always name him whatever name you want, but his canon name is Link.
Yes, you're correct.
Or as I like to call him, Spjarmf.
I don't,
so which developer?
I don't like that. I don't like that you did that.
Which developer produces StarCraft, Hearthstone, and Overwatch?
Blizzard.
Very good. Keep your own score at home if you want to show how much more about video games you know than us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Once again, very easy question. What is the name of the princess that Mario frequently rescues?
Princess Toadstool, otherwise known as Peach.
That's two for Evan. Two for Evan.
What's the nickname of Marcus Persson, creator of Minecraft?
Oh, fuck. It's Notch.
Yep. There you go. Nice. Do you want me to avoid questions that have to do with, like, time?
Sure.
Like what year did this come out?
Yeah.
I mean, might be decent at that.
I've already started jumping into, like, my medium questions for
you.
Yeah,
go ahead. If there are year ones, ask me, because I think I might know a couple of year ones.
In the game Minecraft, what material do you need to create a pickaxe?
Like the weakest one?
Sure.
Is it asking for, like, the specific materials? Because then it's, like, sticks, right? And then whatever part the pickaxe is made out of. So it could be like wood or stone or iron or...
Yes, you are technically correct.
What was the answer?
Wood or other materials like stone, iron, oh. gold, diamond, Jesus, okay. and netherite.
All right. Maybe it's not sticks then. Maybe you literally just need wood. I don't remember. I haven't played Minecraft in years.
It's been a while for me.
Yeah. Here's one specifically tailored for Greg.
Oh, God. I'm going to get it wrong.
Which company created the original Paperboy game? It's a lot easier than you think it is.
Nintendo.
Very good.
You scared me. Evan.
Yes.
In Fortnite.
Oh, fuck.
What is the name of the area where players land at the start of the match? Or I guess that's a weird question because it's more of... What are they on when they're about to land?
About to land?
Like, get off.
What's transporting them to the...
Yes.
Is it like, it's called the battle bus?
Yes, you got that. You're at 4 for 4, Evan.
That was close. You're gonna trip me up with fucking Fortnite. What is it? Tomato Tower? Is that the name of that? I don't remember what it's called.
I don't know.
Finally, we're getting into the actual content of some video games. Which company is behind the experimental project, The Animus, in Assassin's Creed series?
Oh, fuck. Oh, the name is on the tip of my, you know.
Modern day Knight Templars.
What are they called? The Animus, brought to you by, is it like Abstergo?
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Greg is 5 for 5 as well.
I have a Dark Souls question.
Oh boy. I've played them all and I know nothing.
it's a hard question.
Okay.
In Dark Souls, what is the name of the first boss you encounter?
A silent demon.
God, you're fucking smart and I hate you.
That's scary.
Are you getting flashbacks?
Yeah, a little bit. Which I can't remember. Is that one of the bosses you can't beat? Well, you can beat if you're like amazing, but most people are supposed to die to. Is that Demon Souls or Dark Souls?
It's Dark Souls. Oh. Well, it's like a lot of there's like people's playthrough where like you're playing with the broken blade.
Yeah.
And you have to stab him over and over and over again. And if you just do the thing where you jump on him from above, it like he falls to the next floor.
Mm.
So
yeah, I think that's one where like they know most players won't beat him. So mm-hmm. It's part of the story that you're supposed to lose to him so you can know how the mechanic of dying happens.
Mm-hmm.
But like if you're good enough, you could literally like kill him on the first try and then you skip a whole bunch of the gamer, I think. I'm going to do this a lot because I feel like it's decent trivia and you might be able to get it, even though it's not about the content of the video games. I'm going to name a game. You tell me what console it's for.
Okay.
Call of Duty Roads to Victory.
Is it like a TV console?
No, it's a handheld console.
Mm. Nintendo DS?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know.
PlayStation Portable.
PlayStation
Portable. And it is actually, I believe, has the bronze award for my third favorite PlayStation Portable game. It's actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it looks like shit because that generation, you always skip for handhelds, you always skip back two generations, and that's the graphical quality of it.
Yep.
So it looks like PS3, PS2. It looks like a PS1 game, but like the gameplay is actually, you controlled the movement with the stick. So you know the PSP had one stick,
mm-hmm.
and then the rest are all like buttons. But you treated the like X, square, triangle, and circle buttons as a stick. So like if you press circle, he would turn left or turn right.
Okay.
And square, he would turn left. So it felt really, really weird, but it was really fun.
Hmm. What is the name of the city where the game BioShock is set?
Rapture.
Of course. If you don't go 100 for 100 on these.
I would love it. But I doubt it. You're mm-hmm. eventually going to get harder. Sonic the Hedgehog must collect what items in order to stay alive?
Gold rings.
Very well.
In the game Overwatch,
oh!
Which character says heroes never die?
Mercy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Angela something.
Angela I don't remember her last something.
Name. I was going to say Merkel, but that's the German prime minister. Because she's Swiss.
Yes.
I'm going to skip a whole bunch of these super easy ones. I think I've asked you. Weird that I'm giving you a second Sonic question. I think I've told you this on the podcast, so this is also a remembering thing.
I'm not good at remembering.
In the series Sonic the Hedgehog, what is the actual name of the character who is nicknamed Tails?
What's his actual name?
His real name.
You're going to make me re-listen to every single one of our episodes.
Do you want me to ask you this next time and then you'll know it?
I won't know it then either. My memory is shit. Tails' real name is...
It's real punny.
I don't remember. I'm going to know once you say it, but...
It's Miles Prowler. Miles
Prowler, yeah.
Because it's... Because
he's a fox.
Because it's Miles Prowler.
Wait, what? No, it's Miles Prowler because he's prowling.
No, there's no L in there. It's Miles Prower. as he's going miles per hour.
Sure.
Sonic, you know what Sonic's real name is? Canon name from the comics?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
No. And you, I would put the life of my firstborn child that you will never in eternity guess Sonic's name. If you had a book with every name in the universe in it, you would never know it.
Henry.
No, it's not Henry.
It's Henry Sonic.
Ogilvy. Look it up.
You're a
Sonic's
liar.
Canon name is Ogilvy.
Yeah, you don't have to lie to me. You can just be right.
It's true. That's the research, right? Sure.
Okay, this one, Evan, says it's very hard.
Okay.
And it's a year.
Okay.
What year was the original Resident Evil released?
Oh, fuck. I demand two answers.
You want to give two answers?
Two answers.
Go ahead.
And then I demand that, or I request, I don't demand. This one, the first one I demand, this I request, that it, whatever, if my first answer is wrong, you tell me if it was before or after.
Okay.
97.
Before.
95?
Wrong.
God damn it. It was 96.
Yeah, it was right in between.
Son of a bitch.
Yes, he's not as smart as he looks, fellas.
All right. In Gears of War, what does COG stand for? I feel like I could come up with better trivia questions just off the top of my head for you from these about the content in video games. I'm going to do that after a little bit. COG. Are you a COG soldier boy?
No one knows. It's provocative. It gets the people going. COG is...
I always get the C.
Combat operative... No, I don't know.
Coalition of Ordered Governments.
That's so wrong.
I always got the coalition right, but I never got the rest of it right. Your turn.
What is the highest possible level a character can reach in the original Diablo game?
Oh, this is a question for you, not for me. I'm going to take a safe bet and go the same WoW is screaming out at me, so I'm going to say 90.
The answer is 50.
Fuck.
Now, I am asking ChatGPT these, so I could be wrong, because ChatGPT is not omniscient or omnipotent or...
That's true, but...
Omni-person.
Omnipresent.
Mm-hmm.
What video game series is Dr. Neo Cortex the main antagonist?
Neo Cortex is the Crash Bandicoot.
Very good.
What is the name of the hidden level in Super Mario World where players can collect 1-up mushrooms endlessly?
This one hurts. This is the first one that actually hurts. I mean, it's saying level, so not world.
Mm-hmm.
Is it in Star World?
The answer is the
4-3.
The top secret area.
What that means?
Probably wrong.
But you have to remember, I also gave Super Mario World a 6 out of 10.
Mm.
So I didn't do all the extra shit for that game. God, well, I'm already moving to my second trivia quiz, so I'm going to end up just doing most of... I can't use this one because I have to sign up to do them. All right, fuck it. I'm doing my own trivia questions from here on out.
Okay.
And I'll try to keep them bringing up my CLZ Games app.
It wouldn't be a game episode if we didn't bring up that app.
And I'm only going to try to use games that I know Greg has either talked about or played.
And I'm not that kind because I don't have that answer.
And I'm going to have to work on like getting these out in a timely fashion. I got one for you. What company created the Portal gun and Portal?
Oh, no. Aperture Labs or Aperture Science?
Aperture Science. You got it. Very, very good. Actually, real quick, before you go, I'm going to look up. What video game series do you think I could ask you trivia questions about and you'll know?
I can
look up specific video game series trivia.
What if I told you I don't have any? There's none.
I'd say you're lying.
I am.
About Fable?
You could ask me Fable, but I don't remember characters. I remember things I could do in that game. God, I'm gonna, this is where I finally lose my nerd title. And everyone just votes me off the island.
All right, I got a couple Fable questions for you.
Okay.
Is it your turn or my turn?
It's my turn. Okay. In Kingdom Hearts.
Fuck.
What is the name of Sora's home island?
God damn you, Greg. Brain is telling me Destiny Islands, but I don't think it's that.
It is.
Oh, okay. Woo!
This is a lot less fun when you know the answers.
Well, I that one was like, I mean, I've said on this podcast that I don't like Kingdom Hearts. But...
I know, that's why I asked it. You're asking me games that like I've played... And I'm just asking ones that I'm hoping will stunt, like, just make you wrong.
Well, see, the thing is, I played Kingdom Hearts even though I hate it. Mm. Well, I didn't. Selena did. These are also multiple choice, so I'm going to have to give you the choices. Which is not a good deed you can undertake in Fable 1? Catching the man and lady behind the church, returning Rosie's teddy, bribing the police, or beating up the bully? Wait.
Bribing the police is okay. A bad thing.
Yeah, that was a stupid trivia question. I'm going to have to read these before I ask them. Okay, the rest will be okay. I'll ask you this one. Why do you need money at the beginning of Fable 1?
To buy a pie or something? What are the options?
Can I put that on your gravestone?
To buy a pie or something?
I love this first option. Is it A, to buy your father's respect?
It's to buy your sister a birthday present.
There you go. Well done.
What were the other options?
To buy a nice gift for yourself or to buy a new dress for your mother.
This one you will probably know because you like the games.
Okay.
What is the name of the sword used by the protagonist in Soul Calibur?
By the protagonist? Mm-hmm. That'll be Soul Calibur. Is that Soul Calibur?
Is that your final answer?
Is it a sword that starts with R?
No.
What does it start with?
Soul.
It better not be Soul Edge.
That is what it says.
That is not the protagonist of Soul Calibur.
It says used by various characters, notably Nightmare.
Oh. Well, does it say protagonist?
Yeah.
That is not the protagonist.
See, this is why you can't trust the AIs.
The AIs, yeah, they don't know what they're talking about.
I'm just hoping.
Soul Edge is used by Nightmare, yeah, and a bunch of other characters. The main character of Soul Calibur is generally accepted to be Siegfried, who for the most part uses Soul Calibur as his main. But if not Soul Calibur, then he uses the weapon he had before Soul Calibur, which was called Requiem, which is the sword he used to kill his father, which the guilt from that action forced him to look inward and corrupted his inner being and enabled him to wield Soul Edge and become Nightmare. Because Siegfried is also Nightmare.
I blacked out. I don't know what happened.
Another Fable question. We're going to skip all these because these questions suck.
Fair.
Ooh, here's a good one. What does your character do during the bandit raid cinematic at the beginning of Fable?
They're passed out. Aren't they like sleeping in or something? In
the bandit raid cinematic, in the cutscene,
there's the fire, and you're waiting for your sister, and there's a scarecrow.
So what is he doing?
He's
in a field. Next to a road.
He's watching them come and... But
what's between him and them?
People. Scarecrow.
No.
Thing.
Almost.
There's supposed to be multiple choice.
It's hiding behind a fence. Remember? Remember that. He hides behind a fence and watches. Because the one guy runs out with his arms going crazy and then he gets killed by a bandit. Then does he get knocked out? He gets knocked out in the beginning, doesn't he?
All right. What is the primary resource in the game Age of Empires?
It's either gold, stone, or wood.
Which one's the primary?
Primary gold?
This says wood, so you're wrong.
Fuck. Son of a bitch. All right, we're going to go to this Fable Part 2 because maybe this has better questions. Oh, okay. Here's one. Who is your best friend in your young adulthood at the guild? and becomes your pseudo rival later in the game.
I remember her, kind of.
She has an older brother named Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a piece of work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure does.
Son of a bitch.
She's not lightning.
No, she's the opposite of thunder, really.
Oh, what are the choices?
There, it's going to give it away. The Guildmaster, Maze, Thunder, or Whisper?
You said give it away, and all you did was just solidify my...
Well, I narrowed it down to two. You know it's not the Guildmaster, and you know it's not Thunder.
They could have named Thunder and Thunder. Why not?
I mean, that's terribly unoriginal parents.
Whisper.
Yep. Greg, it's 10 for 15.
What game released by Nintendo encourages physical activity through various minigames?
Wii Fit. That is Wii Sports. Which is a vastly superior theme song.
Wait a minute.
I'm gonna do some... did you say Fallout 3 is like your favorite Fallout game?
Yeah, but once again, I'm not gonna know what I'm doing.
Who is the man in charge of the Brotherhood of Steel whose role becomes quite prominent during the game? And I do have multiple choice again.
Is in charge of the Brotherhood of Steel.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Jesus?
Maybe in their heads.
Yes. Multiple choice, please.
Elder Lyons, Elder Hardin, Elder McNamara, or Elder Eden?
Lyons?
Oh, it doesn't actually say.
I don't actually know.
Yes, it's Elder Lyons. Very good. Greg is 11 for 16.
In RuneScape.
Oh, no.
What is the name of the city known for its grand exchange and bank?
I have no fucking clue.
Our one group of friends is just like wanting to throw you under the bus right
they're,
now.
They're going to come TP my house now.
Perfect. And then they'll stop TPing mine.
What is it?
Varrock.
I don't even know if they'd know it.
They'd probably know it.
Which character offers you the chance to blow up Megaton for residence in Tenpenny Tower and 500 caps?
I remember it. I just don't know the name. It was an old gentleman. He just wanted to watch the world burn. What are the options?
Lydia Montgomery, Alistair Tenpenny, Burke, or Herbert Daring Dashwood?
It's Tenpenny.
No.
Yes, it is.
According to this, it's not.
No, it's. I'm saying it's Tenpenny, so they can go suck a dick.
Well, let me just write, you can go fuck yourself. Oh, they do have the answers. Burke. Well, Greg is 11 for 17.
I'm stupid.
All right, we're done with those.
When is the first video game believed to have been created?
The year?
Yes.
Or what game?
The year. And I couldn't tell you what the game is because I just have a year.
1976?
1958.
Bullshit. They're going off some bullshit dictionary definition of what a video game is.
Mm-hmm.
Are these still ChatGPT?
No, I've been...
Okay.
I've been off of that bandwagon.
Now I'm just looking around for hard trivia.
I got another one for you.
Ooh, how about this one? In the video game Tetris, what are the pieces called?
It's like something hedron.
No, but I actually knew this before this.
What are they called?
They're called tetrominoes.
Korobaniki. What is the highest selling Xbox game?
Xbox original?
Mm-hmm.
Halo 2, right?
Sure is. What's it like getting every answer right?
I haven't gotten every answer right.
Okay, what's it like getting 99.9% of the answers right? You're
so full of shit. I'm not getting that many right. And these trivia quizzes suck. I thought it'd be a lot easier to find good trivia on here.
Well, then here's what we're going to do. We're going to do one more question. Ultra hard. I'm going to go to ChatGPT and say, give me the hardest question you got.
Do it.
Do you want a specific game?
Do an Elder Scrolls Oblivion trivia, because then I might actually get it.
Give me the hardest Elder Scrolls Oblivion trivia questions.
Maybe we're just really fucking awesome at video games, and all of the hardest ones we just think are easy.
I don't like how I have to have it answer them for me, too. Just gives me the question, and then I'm like, I don't know what those answers are. You need to tell me.
It's too smart. Here's a question for you. What is the name of the ship commanded by Commander Shepard in Mass Effect?
Oh, the Normandy.
Yeah, Greg is 12 for 18.
Okay, I have 20 questions about Elder Scrolls Oblivion.
Okay, I might.
About
Oblivion?
I might just rapid fire them at you.
Okay.
Because I'm stupid and you're smart. What is the name of the rare herb that can be found only in the plains of Oblivion?
Oh, only in Oblivion?
Mm-hmm.
Bloodgrass?
Yes. All right. What is the maximum level a player character can reach in Oblivion without using exploits or mods?
50?
Yes. For some reason, it says depending on skill choices and efficient leveling, some builds can theoretically reach up to 53. Don't know how, but...
Yeah, I guess.
Who is the author of the commentaries of the Mysterium
Xarxes
found in Oblivion?
Mankar Cameron.
You can't make this up, people.
It's part of the main quest. He's a major character.
In the Shivering Isles expansion, what are the names of the two rulers of Dementia and Mania?
Oh, fuck. I don't know that. No clue. I don't even have anywhere to draw from.
Syl and Thedon.
No. No clue. I haven't played too much Shivering Isles.
What unique item is found in the Aelid ruin of Varsa Baelum?
What unique item?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the Aelid crown?
No. Any other choice? Any other options?
No clue.
The Great Welkind Stone.
Oh, I don't know what that is. I'm just joking.
Which Daedric Prince has no shrine in the base game but is mentioned in lore?
Probably Shea-Gorath, isn't it?
Don't even
know. Mehrunes Dagon.
Don't even know this name. Jigalag.
Oh, well, it's because Jigalag is the other half of Shea-Gorath. That's true, though. I guess he does not have a Daedric shrine.
What is the true identity of the Gray Fox?
Oh, fuck. Corvano Umbrox?
You're Corvus Umbrinox.
I got the name
you
switched.
Got, yeah, you got it, though. In Oblivion, what are the names of the two original founders of the Fighters Guild?
That's literally the second thing I do in every Oblivion playthrough is play through the Fighters Guild. This one is going to hurt. When you tell me the answer, it's going to hurt more than anything else. I don't know.
Varnado and Herwin.
Okay, never mind. Those don't sound familiar.
Which city in Oblivion is known for its Chapel of Debella?
Fuck, these are hard.
I'm pretty sure they're
Debella
just...
is the Age of Love. I'm going to say Leowyn.
Anvil?
Anvil, fuck.
Shit,
I should have known that.
What unique spell can be obtained from the Whom Gods Annoy quest?
Oh, it's like a... I don't know the name of the spell that makes you drop a staff that is the staff of Everscamp.
The answer, Stark Reality.
What?
I don't know if these...
That one's not right.
I don't know if these are real or not. What is the real name of the leader of the Mythic Dawn cult?
Isn't that Mankar Cameron?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In the quest of Shadow Over Hactor, which book gives clues about the town's secret?
Ooh, that quest sucks. What book gives you the...
Yeah.
It's like a Necronomicon, but I don't remember the name of it.
Could be wrong. Who knows? Bible of the Deep Ones?
No, that's right. Yeah.
What is the name of the Argonian who sells the rare and powerful Ring of the Viper Eye?
Argonian? Is her name Dharma?
Rosen? In a fighting chance shop in the Imperial City?
She's not an Argonian. She's a Redguard.
I don't know what to tell you.
I was about to say 5 seconds ago before you said that, that if you ever want to be humbled, tell someone to ask you trivia questions about your favorite video game and see then, how many you get wrong.
And then make it do ChatGPT and then neither you nor the person actually knows what the answer is.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to go right to the very last one.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you, what are the two factions you must choose between in the quest A Brush with Death?
Two factions? I must be thinking A Brush with Death is a completely different quest than what it actually is.
The Painted Trolls and Wraith Lathandus?
You don't choose a faction in that quest. You just do the quest. It has you kill the trolls. What the heck?
Apparently, you could have sided with the trolls. You just didn't play it right.
I guess.
Or this is just one big lie, and that's all I can tell you.
Yeah, it stinks. I wish we could, like...
prove that?
Yeah.
I mean, technically, you could, but...
Do you want to?
Do you want to is the real question.
Well, I'm trying to think. What? Give me another... Give me one that I can rapid fire to you. What's one that you... Like, what? Literally, what is one of your favorite video game series? Video games, not even series. Video games.
Me.
No.
Like,
would you do decent at Mario?
Maybe, but, like, I didn't play all the Mario games.
That's the thing. I think, I mean, that question, or that pack of questions that you just gave to me kind of proved this wrong, but... Are we just really good at video game trivia that all the video game trivia questions online are supposed to be hard, but we read them and we're like, that's too easy?
Well, that's because we've played them.
Okay, let's try this. See what this does. Let's try this. Okay, never mind. It's not a good trivia question. Okay, how about I'm just going to start reading these, see if you know them. In Yoshi's Island, DS, who are the 7 star children? Here's a good one. What was the first Mario game that Daisy appeared in? Both talked about and loved this game.
Mario Party. Mario Kart. Mario.
Daisy didn't appear in Mario Kart till like Mario Kart Wii. No, Mario Kart Double Dash. It's on Game Boy.
No, it's not.
It is, though.
No, it's not. You're lying to me.
You love this game.
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Super Mario Land.
Prove it.
He literally, you save her at the end of every world and it goes, oh, Daisy. And then she turns into a bug or an octopus or some shit. All right. Well, this was a bust.
I'm slowly putting the gun into my
mouth.
Don't do
it. Don't do it, Greg. It's just video game trivia.
Wait. Oh. Man, that hurts my brain.
I mean, do you want to change this to just trivia in general, and I can do it some jet punk quizzes?
Sure.
General knowledge.
Sure.
Because I'm very sad, everyone, because I really wanted to have fun with video games, and the internet just completely let us down. So I will be putting a gun in my mouth after we're done recording this. And I'm going to type these in as we go. So
it's a water gun. Don't.
That's what Greg thinks.
Mm.
What are French fries called in France?
Potatoes.
No.
Potatoes. It's not just fries because French fries come from America.
Isn't it something with a P?
Poutine?
No. Well, see? It's not poutine. All right. I don't know. Besides tennis, what sport can be played at Wimbledon's All England Club?
Croton?
No, it's not Croton.
Probably any sort of card game.
Oh, I got it right. Croquet. I feel like that's what you were trying to say.
I was trying to say croquet.
Well, you got it right because I was only putting it because I felt like that's what you were trying to say. Who sings the lyrics, "You're Gonna Hear Me Roar"?
Katy Perry.
You're gonna hear me roar loud. What does a smoke jumper fight?
Fires.
You know? That's correct. Wildfires. What type of animal is said to never forget?
Elephants.
Mm-hmm. What does the phrase caveat emptor mean? That's Latin.
Close the door on your ass.
Close the door on your ass. Sorry, there's a spelling mistake. No, it's not close the door on your ass. Weirdly enough.
I'm so glad that you still typed it in, though.
I don't know it either, so we'll skip it.
Okay.
If you receive an award posthumously, what are you?
Dead.
Yep. What does a where does a troglodyte live?
Troglodyte. Oh, no. I know what this troglodyte. Underground?
Could be.
In a cave?
Yes, in a cave. What entertainer should be deported back to Canada, according to 250,000 American petition signers in 2014?
That Justin Bieber.
Justin Biebs.
You're gonna hear me.
What did Antonio Stradivari make?
Violins.
Very good. Well, stringed instruments, but I also put violins. Who is the first head of the Church of England? The guy who literally made the entire religion of this church just to fix his marital problems. He had like 9 or 13 wives, beheaded a bunch of
King
them.
King Henry?
Yep, Henry VIII. Henry VIII, I am. What 19th century document ends with the line, proletarians of all countries unite?
What document?
19th century document. I got it right. Holy shit.
Is it the Declaration of Independence?
No, 19th century. That'd be the 18th century for the Declaration of Independence.
You're right. I don't know things.
I took...
Magna Carta.
No, that was from the 1500s.
Okay. Other old documents.
It's not that old.
My mom and dad's Lima newspaper.
That's correct! Proletarians? Does that sound familiar? Proletariat?
It sounds like a proletarian.
The proletariats and the bourgeoisie.
The bourgeoisie.
It's the Communist Manifesto.
Yeah, sure. Sounds right.
What U.S. state did Ray Charles have on his mind? That's not right. I thought that was right. Oh.
I got something on my mind.
Yep, I did it.
I don't know.
State name. State name.
Georgia.
There you go.
Georgia.
What is the name? What is made at a mint?
A coin.
Very good. What was stolen from the Louvre in 1911?
Probably art.
What's the most famous art?
Painting.
What's the most famous painting?
The Mona Lisa.
Very good. What ancient people had priests known as druids? What ancient people had priests known as druids? Where, what mythology would you find druids in?
Norse?
I think you probably did, but that's not what they want the answer to be.
I don't know.
The Celts.
That makes sense.
What type of sea creature can become bleached if the water temperature is too high?
Starfish?
I don't know this. Nope, it's not starfish.
Octopus?
Squid?
Can be bleached?
Yeah. I know it.
Crab?
No, I don't know it.
Shark?
Nope.
Teeth?
It's not jellyfish either. That's what I thought it was.
I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll never know.
What sport is sometimes called the sweet science? No fucking clue.
Base? No. I was going to say baseball, but that doesn't seem right.
Baseball, football, golfer.
I was thinking like the sweet spot, you know, where you would put the ball.
It's not any of these ones I've tried.
What sport is considered the sweet?
La ciencia.
Silence.
I don't know it, so.
I was waiting for you to tell me.
No, I don't know what the fuck it's called.
Oh.
What did Hansel and Gretel drop behind them to mark their trail and guide the way back home?
Bread crumbs.
Wow, you actually got that before me because I put candy. What word is the antonym of hither?
That's the opposite, right? Antonym of hither. Gather? Hither. Come hither.
Yeah.
Slowly.
Well, hither means like here. Like come there. Hither. That's what I put and it said no. What else would it be?
Nowhere?
Come hither. Come near. Come far? No. I don't know.
I don't know.
Give up? All right. We got a 75%. I'll go over the ones we got wrong. What are French fries called in France? Pommes frites.
Oh, the actual French word.
Yes.
Silly.
What does the phrase caveat emptor mean? It means buyer beware.
Mm.
What type of sea creature can become bleached? Oh, fucking coral. Mm. Coral!
Coral!
And what sport is sometimes called the sweet science? Boxing.
Oh.
And what word is the antonym of hither? Thither. Now that they say that, I knew that. I just forgot thither existed.
Mm-hmm.
Want to do one more?
Sure.
What is the capital of Bavaria? Malaria.
Malaria is the capital of Bavaria?
Yep, I would hate to live there. In what mountain range would you find the homeland of the Sherpa people?
The high ups.
I got it.
You're so cool.
Himalayas.
The Himalayas. Mm.
If you don't get this one, Greg, I'm going to punch you.
Okay.
Who is the trickster god of Norse mythology?
That's Loki.
Woo! On what type of building would you be most likely to find a flying buttress? They said butt.
A church.
If I could fucking spell it right. You're correct. What city-state was ruled by Lorenzo de' Medici? You should know this if you played Assassin's Creed. You meet Lorenzo de' Medici.
Yeah, I remember him.
Friends with him.
Mm-hmm.
When you are Ezio Auditore da Firenze.
Of Florence.
There you go, Florence. What is the only great lake that doesn't border Canada? I don't fucking know.
Superior?
It's not Erie or Huron either. It's left.
I don't know all the lakes.
I don't remember the other two.
I mean, it's not Lake Erie.
Geneva? No. That's terrible that we can't get that. What is either a popular sport or a type of insect?
Cricket. I was correct. So confused. I was like, what the fuck?
You are correct. What term refers to the last runner in a relay race?
I don't know. What is that called?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
But you're going to know the next one. Who has 99 problems?
Anyone.
That's very true.
Anyone and everyone.
Everyone.
He's got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
But a bitch ain't one.
And it's, you said I would know this.
Yeah.
I got 99 problems. I'll pay bad for you, son. Doesn't he wait? It's Jay-Z.
Yep. What creature from Greek mythology has a single eye in the center of its forehead?
Cyclops.
Very good. What pair of Wild West outlaws were made famous by a 19...
Bonnie and Clyde. No. Wait. Wait. Not Bonnie and Clyde.
Here, I know. It's always on this one.
It's the gun shooters.
Yep.
It was Marty McFly and Doc Brown in Back to the Future 3.
That is not true. Robert Redford.
Billy the Kid.
Robert Redford and Paul Newman.
You got a friend. No, that's Rainy.
That's Rainy. You. You give up?
Yeah.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. What organ is foie gras made from? I know this one.
The stomach?
No, it's... Excuse me. It's the same organ they make pate out of.
The liver?
Yes, the liver. What is Judi Dench's title in the British honor system?
Prime Minister of Malaysia.
No. Dame Judi Dench.
Dame the Duchess.
If she was a boy, it'd be Sir Judi Dench. What landlocked African country is also a men's name in the English language? Well, that's easy.
Africa.
I miss the rays down in Africa.
I know, but like what?
I had one of these in my grade when I was younger.
Midlife crisis?
No. Well, it's true. I did have that, but that's not the answer here.
I don't know.
Chad. In mythology, who was Castor's half-brother? You should remember this from the Greek mythology episode. We talked about this. I told you that in most fiction where there are twins, a lot of them are named these two names. Castor and what?
This is the end of the entire series, isn't it? We're done after today. You're never gonna talk to me again.
Never gonna trust you ever again.
Oh my god. Caster and Abel.
No.
It's Cain and Abel.
Yes.
Caster and Potts.
Close.
Caster and Potter.
Less close.
Caster and Poutine.
Friends. Closer.
Okay.
Caster and Pollux.
Pollux, yeah.
By area, what is the biggest country entirely in the southern hemisphere? I don't know. Just start fucking typing.
Like the
Brazil? No. Peru? No.
Southern hemisphere.
Argentina? No. I don't fucking know.
I don't know either.
What is the currency of the Philippines?
Philippine coins.
No, I'm not even going to grace that with typing it in.
I wish you would have.
I don't know what it is.
Do they use gold?
No.
Do they use silver and gold?
No.
Do they use frankincense and myrrh?
Wait.
Damn you.
I don't know either. If you spell out all the whole numbers, which one is the last alphabetically?
Two. No, it's zero.
There you go. Yes. What U.S. state is closest to London geographically?
Maine.
Very good. Yes. What city was captured at the end of the First Crusade in 1099? It's a holy city.
It's the holy city of Jerusalem.
It's the holy city of Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
Yes. All right.
That's what I said.
Yep. We got a 75 again. What is the capital of Bavaria? It's Munich.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What is the only Great Lake that doesn't border Canada? Lake Michigan. What term refers to the last runner in a relay race is anchor? By area, what is the biggest country entirely in the southern hemisphere? It's fucking Australia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I read that as South America, not southern hemisphere. And what is the currency of the Philippines? It's peso.
I was going to say that, and I just didn't.
I wish you had. I would have put it. What are we at?
Been like an hour, but we've been looking up questions.
Oh, yeah, that's true. One more?
Yeah.
All right. Another general. I should look to see if there are video game ones on here, but I don't trust them to be anything worth our time. What is the name of the Japanese art of growing miniature trees?
Bonsai.
Very good. What game is commonly played starting from a score of 501, trying to reach zero exactly?
That is the darts.
Yes. Who has a brother named Mycroft?
Sherlock.
Very good. What king was forced to agree to the Magna Carta?
It's before Henry. I don't know.
I don't know either. I know Charlemagne made the Magna Carta, but I don't know what king was forced to agree to it. What major Asian inland sea has almost entirely dried up?
I don't know seas. I know A, B's, but I don't know C's.
Yeah, I don't know either, so we'll skip it. What species interbred with humans in Europe and Asia before going extinct around 3000 BC?
Bred with humans?
Not technically a human. Very, very close. Cro-Magnon became Homo sapien. Would have become something else had it not died out.
No idea.
Neanderthal, or Neanderthal, as it's correctly said. In what country would you have found Robben Island Prison?
England?
Nope.
I don't know.
I don't know either. What singer's 1964 version of Hello Dolly was the last jazz song to reach number one in the U.S. music charts?
I have no idea.
This one's a lot harder for general knowledge.
We're going to do not great, but somehow still get a 75%.
Probably. According to cliche, what is the mother of invention? I know it.
No, you. You should share with the rest of the class.
It's necessity.
You're a necessity.
Thank you.
Wait a minute.
Which country fought two wars in order to maintain control of Chechnya?
Me.
Wow. That was a waste of time, seeing as how Russia is in charge of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's Russia. What language does the word algebra come from?
Oh, not Latin. Is it Latin?
No, I typed it. It didn't work.
Where were the great mathematicians all
Greek,
from?
But it's not Greek. It's not Hebrew.
Egyptian?
That's also not a language.
Oh, hieroglyphics? I got nothing, man.
That's correct. Wow. In what sport might you experience a sticky wicket or a wicked googly?
Croquet.
Is it really another croquet question? No.
A sticky.
That's cricket.
Oh, there it is.
Why are they asking us about the same shit over and over again? What city is Monte Carlo a part of?
Venice? No. Monte Carlo was connected to the place that I went to, and some people went there, and I didn't. Whatever the fuck was it called?
You don't say.
Yeah.
I think that's the right answer.
Yeah, they just say Greg went there, but didn't.
Okay. It said that's great, but I need the answer. I don't know what it is.
I can't wait to get a 75% somehow still.
We're not getting a 75% on this one. Who said, I'm strong to the finish because I eats me spinach?
That would be Popeye the Sailor Man.
Popeye the Sailor Man. Toot, toot. A pair of them typically has 42 dots. What are they?
DNA? No.
Well, a pair of them, so each one has 21 dots. Oh.
I don't know.
It's dice.
I hate you.
Pont-Neuf.
Pont-Neuf-Nuity.
Is the oldest bridge in Paris. What does its name mean?
Very stable.
I thought it was New Point, but...
Probably.
It's not. I don't know what it means. Pont is point. I don't know what Nith means. What animal does Angora wool come from?
Camel?
Nope. It's not a llama. It's not a guernico. It's not alpaca.
My back hair.
Alpaca, my back hair?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? This is the time when the outro starts to
play. Yeah.
What musical movie named for a city starred Renee Zellweger, Queen Latifah, and Catherine Zeta-Jones? What? That's totally... Oh, I misspelled it. What? That's totally what it is. Oh, my God. We got it right, even though...
I'm waiting.
Oh, isn't it Moulin Rouge? Is that a city? Did that have Catherine Zeta-Jones and Renee Zellweger in it?
No.
Then never mind.
Don't think that's right.
What is the term for an alteration in DNA caused by a replication error or possibly by exposure to radiation or carcinogens?
You're saying words, and I would like to say that I know what you're talking about.
It's a lot easier than you think.
Say the question again.
What is the term for an alteration in DNA caused by a replication error or possibly by exposure to radiation or carcinogens? Basically, what is the term for an alteration in DNA?
Mutation.
Very good. We got a 50%.
Okay.
So, King forced to agree to the Magna Carta. That was King John. Major inland sea from Asia is Aral Sea. What country would you have found Robben Island prison is South Africa. Singer's 1964 version of Hello Dolly was Louis Armstrong. Algebra comes from Arabic. Monte Carlo is part of Monaco. Pont-Neuf means new bridge, so I was wrong on both words. What animal does Angora wool come from? The Angora rabbit. And the musical movie named for a city starring Renee Zellweger, Queen Latifah, and Catherine Zeta-Jones is Chicago.
It's not Moulin Rouge.
Can we do one more? Because that ended very poorly.
Yeah, make it one that I'm going to know, because I'm slowly... Give me
something that you would know the most about.
I don't know if you've noticed, Evan, but I've slowly sunk to the point that I now have to speak directly up into the microphone.
I am too. What is your best subject on this planet? Drinking? Should we do drinking trivia again?
No.
Let's see if there are.
I don't think that's a thing.
I'm seeing if we have a... Beer drinking countries.
No, I'm not going to get any of those. Movies. Yeah. Make them all about movies.
Movie trivia.
Mm-hmm.
We got movie Let's do more results. Name the Disney animated movies.
Sure.
Disney songs and movies.
Let's make this a Disney episode.
Oh, it's asking by the year. You want to do it?
Oh, so it only gives you the year?
Yeah. Or we can do Disney songs and movies.
Disney songs and movies.
Let's do that.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to
get it. It's now a music episode.
Yeah, we're going to get 100% on this. Circle of Life.
The Lion King.
Let It Go.
Frozen.
Arabian Nights.
Aladdin.
You've Got a Friend in Me.
Toy Story.
When You Wish Upon a Star.
Pinocchio.
I hate spelling Pinocchio.
P-I-N-O-C-I-H-O.
Yeah. Colors of the Wind.
Pocahontas.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
Cinderella.
Reflection.
Which one is Reflection?
That girl I see
staring straight back at me.
When will my reflection show
who I am
inside?
Thank you for that. I really needed that. You're
most certainly welcome.
Now you're going to tell me what that movie is.
Yeah. Do you not know?
Oh my God. Why am I blanking?
Oh God. Oh God. It's Mulan.
It's Mulan.
Be our guest.
Be our guest. Beauty and the Beast.
Yes. Once Upon a Dream.
Once Upon a Dream. Isn't that also... That's not Pinocchio, is it? No, that's Once Wish Upon a Star. Once Upon a Dream.
All right. I got all of them but two.
Once Upon a Dream.
Once Upon a Dream.
How does it go?
Don't remember. Not a huge fan of this movie. But I know it.
What's the movie?
Sleeping Beauty. Bare Necessities.
Look for the Bare Necessities. The Jungle Book Necessities.
Very good. Someday My Prince Will Come.
Is that... It's not The Little Mermaid. Day My Prince Will Come.
Yeah, it's like... Oh, never mind. I got it.
I don't know.
Snow White.
Shit.
Feed the Birds. This one I don't know.
No idea.
Feed the Birds. Feed the Birds. Is that a newer one?
I wonder if that's like listing off things that you have to do. I'm probably lost. I don't know, man.
I Won't Say I'm in Love.
Oh, that's... I know this movie. That's Hercules.
Yep. Bella Notte.
Bella Notte.
This is the night.
It's Lady and the Tramp.
Such a beautiful... Almost there.
I just watched this movie.
Cause I'm almost there. It's almost there.
It's The Princess of the Frog.
Yep. You'll Be in My Heart.
You'll be in my heart. Yeah, you'll be in my heart. Tarzan.
Yep. Under the Sea.
Under the Sea.
Beep, beep, boo, doo, beep,
Little
beep,
Mermaid.
Yep. So you want to have one last chance to do Feed the Birds?
Feed the Birds.
If you get it right, we got 100.
Feed the Birds.
Which one's have... Which is... What's the Disney movie we haven't said? Is it one of the fucking terrible 60s ones that no one knows about? It's not 101 Dalmatians. Should I look up the lyrics to see if we can get it from the lyrics? I feel like it's going to give me the answer, though.
I looked it up.
Oh, that's lame.
I didn't?
That's lame.
This is Mary Poppins.
Yeah, I put Mary Poopins and it didn't count it. We did it. We got 100%. Holy shit, and Bella Notte was below Feed the Birds and how the one that people get. How the fuck do you people not know that? I swear to God. Right, just for shits and gigs, if there's nothing, we're not doing it, but I'm typing in video game quizzes.
Okay.
Video games by Clue?
By Clue? Sure.
Bowser Mushrooms.
Okay, so that's Mario.
Yep. Link Hyrule.
That is Legend of Zelda.
Ghosts Power Pellets.
That's Pac-Man.
Teleportation Cake.
That is Portal.
Pigs Slingshots.
That is dun, 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 Angry Birds.
Master Chief Covenant.
That is Halo.
Hadouken Zangief.
Street Fighter.
Fatality Raiden.
Mortal Kombat.
Russia Blocks.
Tetris.
Bald Bull Mike Tyson.
What were the things?
Bald Bull and Mike Tyson.
Bald Bull. Is it Mike Tyson's Punch Out?
Well, Punch Out. Liberty City Carjacking.
GTA.
Samus Motherbrain.
Metroid.
Dr. Wily Robots.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Nope.
Wait, no. Dr. Wily is Mega Man.
Yep. Celebration Dance Battle Royale.
That's the fucking Fortnite.
Yep. Summoner's Rift Freljord. This is the first one I did not know.
Summoner's Rift and what?
Freljord.
Is it World of Warcraft?
Nope.
Summoner's Rift. I don't know.
I don't know either. Nuclear Gandhi World Domination.
Civilization.
Named after football coach. Hot Route.
Madden.
Mists of Pandaria, MMORPG.
Is that World of Warcraft?
Yep. Dysentery, Buffalo Hunting.
Oregon Trail.
Lara Croft, Archaeology.
Tomb Raider.
Doom Predecessor, Adolf Hitler.
Wolfenstein.
Mobs, Blocks.
That is Minecraft.
Yep. So if you can guess the Summoner's Rift Freljord, we'll get 100%.
Summoner's Rift Freljord.
Is it Kingdoms of Avalor?
Can you spell Freljord?
Freljord.
Is it Summoners? Like Summoners 2? Freljord.
It's not Dragon's Dogma. Not Skyrim. We give up?
Mm-hmm.
It was League of Legends.
See, I didn't really play League that much, so...
Got a 95%, and we did get the two questions below the one we got wrong.
Is there one more video game quiz?
Oh, yeah, there's tons.
Let's do one more, and then we shall call it good.
Okay.
As I am slowly entering the abyss of the Shadow Realm for a completely different reason.
All right, here's one. It's video games A to Z, so each there's a clue with a letter. The answer starts with that letter. So, for example, the letter A, the asylum where Joker is held.
Arkham.
Mm-hmm. B, games set in the underwater city of Rapture.
Bioshock.
C, female Street Fighter character.
What's her name? Chuli, or no.
Close.
What's her name?
Chun-Li.
Chun-Li. Chun-Li.
D, ape who throws barrels at Mario.
Donkey Kong.
Yep. E, game company. EA for short.
Electronic Arts.
Mm-hmm. F, why did the amphibian cross the road?
F, Frogger.
Mm-hmm. G, Sega's version of the Game Boy. We talked about this.
My cousins had one.
Six AA batteries.
Game Gear.
Yep. H, best-selling Xbox franchise.
Halo 2.
I, the blue Pac-Man ghost.
Like what their name was?
Yeah. I said Ike, but that's not right. Is he? No.
Clyde.
It's got to start with an I.
It was like Inky Binky.
Inky, that's what it is. Very good. J, Daxter is a sidekick.
Jack.
K, pink character. Oh, I didn't think I had to keep saying that because I thought you'd get it. That can inhale things to gain their powers.
Kirby.
L, buxom archaeologist.
Tomb Raider.
Yep. Lara Croft.
Lara Croft.
M, name for a non-player character in Minecraft.
Mob.
Mm-hmm. N, he's heating up. He's on fire.
N.
I don't know this one.
N, he's heating up. He's on fire. Ness.
Nope.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. O, dull, vicious Warcraft race that says Zug Zug. That one's easy. Starts with an L.
I don't know. Okay.
P, game franchise set in a world that resembles Arabian Nights.
Prince of Persia?
Q, hop up and down a pyramid.
Q-Bert.
Mm-hmm. R, Clank's platonic life partner.
Ratchet.
S, the main character from Metroid.
Samus.
Yep. T, loyal minion of Princess Peach.
Toad.
Yep. U, makers of Assassin's Creed.
Ubisoft.
Yep. V, Grand Theft Auto's version of Miami.
Vice City.
Yep. W, Battle Mecha Hitler and his early first-person shooter.
Wolfenstein.
Mm-hmm. X, Skywalker spacecraft. My favorite spacecraft.
X-Wing.
Yep. Y, Mario's dinosaur mount.
Yoshi.
And Z, Princess that Zelda, I mean Link, must rescue.
Zelda.
All right, so
we missed one, right?
Yep. If you can think of N, he's heating up. He's on fire. We get 100%.
And
this sucks. We keep getting 95%.
He's heating up. He's on fire.
Is it a sports game?
What's the NBA Jam?
We did it.
I was like, that's basketball.
26% of people get the he's heating up. He's on fire thing.
That makes sense.
After that, the next most missed question is Sega's version of the Game Boy.
Mm-hmm.
29%. Well, nice. Well done. Well, I stopped keeping track of how many you got right and wrong at 12 out of 18. So
yeah, and I have a number written down, but it's not right. So if anybody out there was keeping score, it's Evan, 1 billion, Greg, negative 64.
Jesus Christ. Well, I'm thoroughly disappointed. I was hoping for more really hard, specific video game trivia, and we didn't get it.
The fact, Evan, that I am somehow still a part of this conversation is just baffling to me.
Yeah, it's...
I have slipped into
a coma.
And I'm actually starting to think that I'm stuck to this couch. Like I'm going to have to get peeled off.
You know the feeling.
You know, like what's the robot Caesar from Futurama? You know what I'm talking about? He's literally like a chair.
Is it Hedonist Bot or something?
I don't know. It's kind of just what I want to do right now.
Yeah.
Is just be a robot and take over the world.
Take over the world?
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to be able to do that from your couch.
Give me time, man. Just give me time.
Give me time and a computer and I'll rule the world.
I'm going to hack the universe. I'm in. I knew where you were going with it before.
You knew exactly where I was going with that.
Oh, man.
Well, next time, now we know better. Next time, let's just stick to a video game music. That's way more interesting and easier and better to bring up than searching the internet for shit video game quizzes.
Yeah. And what else have we learned? We've learned that Greg enters a state of not well-known being when we record two episodes in one sitting. He starts to morph what is only known as some sort of gelatinous blob. That sometimes responds to the name Greg and also responds to the name Slagathor.
Slagathor?
So
I'm finally meeting Slagathor. He's been your double personality this whole time.
Don't look at me directly, otherwise you will be blinded by the light.
This doesn't bode well if we eventually want to restart the YouTube channel. And the only way we do that is by meeting one Sunday a month and recording for like fucking 8 hours.
See, but that's... that's different. That'd be during the day.
True. Very true.
And not the late wee hours of...
wee hours of the morn.
It's not even that late, but my brain makes it think that we've been doing this for like 5 hours.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go home and pass out.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty tired.
Pretty pass outy.
You think we should call this?
Well, I have 3 more quizzes up.
Okay, so. One more. One more, enter me into the shadow realm.
Into the shadow realm.
Yes.
Greg didn't need alcohol to enter the shadow realm this
correct,
time.
Correct. But this is the time where the outro starts to play.
One of these days we're going to do a video game music one, and I'm going to slip the theme song in there and see if you catch it. You're like, oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. What is this from? Shit.
Be like, oh my god, it's that really popular podcast.
Tetris 4.
Yeah.